Hi, Mountain Air fans. This is Eye Down the Musket. I'm John.
I'm Boop.
And we're two West Virginia grads talking West Virginia football. We are currently live from the pub. Boop, how we doing?
Doing well.
What are you sipping on?
A light cerveza from Mexico.
Un cerveza. Is there a lime?
No lime. No fruit.
You don't do that?
No fruit.
Why is that?
Loudy's dad. He says no fruit in your beer.
He flicked the lime off Loudy's face one day. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I don't put fruit in my beer anymore.
No.
So, no, I get you.
Just in case he comes out anywhere and flicks it off my beer, we're just no more fruit in the beer.
I'm currently sipping on some sort of a double Bock beer. So I'm okay. Not doing too bad.
Nice.
For the record, I would like to start by saying W Baby Girl thinks that both Boop and Sound Guy Zach live in my basement in the pub.
It's awesome.
Lily, I'm going to go down for a beer. Boop. Zach. She loves it, man. It's nonstop. She pretty much believes you guys live in my basement.
Part of the family.
I guess you guys are part of the family. She gets excited when you guys are here.
So let us come in the front door once in a while.
No, you guys always come back the back door to the pub, Boop. But, today we're going to be reviewing the West Virginia versus Texas Tech game in Texas. West Virginia is entering number 12, 3-0. I don't know, Boop. We're in Texas. They kind of remind us of ourselves. How'd we do?
Well, we're number 12 now. No one reminds us of ourselves. And no one wears flat yellow like we do.
Yeah, okay, flat yellow. Unicheck. Mm-hmm. How was it?
I loved it. I love the flat yellow helmets.
Give me matte anything. Matte cars, matte helmets.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It works.
Yellow pants. We look good?
Always. We look clean.
Why did Texas Tech wear white pants when we're wearing white? Why don't they go all black or have some red pants or something to distinguish, like, I don't know, it bothers me.
I don't understand why teams do this. I hate watching games where they're wearing similar colors all the time other than helmets. Like, it's very frustrating.
They had so many options. They went with option three. White pants, why not?
Just to they're trying to confuse us. They figured it's the only way they can knock us off. And it was apparently confusing in the second half. So,
no. Second half was a little rough. I get it.
Yeah, well, it was confusing color scheme. I'm blaming it on that.
All right, we'll get into it. Boot, why don't you hit us with your musket shots?
Offensive line, keep playing well. Give Greer a clean pocket. Lanes the run. For the running backs. Get the run game going. This is Texas Tech. They like to throw the rock. Keep their offense off the field. Get our run game going. Get us used to playing in the Big 12 because obviously we can throw the ball, but if we can control the game with the run, we'll be good. How about some picks? We need some INTs. I feel like we don't have this, and they're a high-powered offense, and it'd be nice to get some turnovers. Fun fact for you, John. Did you know that Cliff Kingsbury and Holgerson were roommates while they coached at Houston?
Actually, I did not.
Yeah.
I did not hear that. Was that on the GameCast?
Yes, it was. I did not know that.
I didn't know it either.
And Holgerson said he was the sloppy roommate that liked to stay up late and all that stuff. But, yeah, they were roommates there. I didn't know they coached together at Houston either. So
no, it's weird.
They must have been really
coaching
good.
Coaching trees.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they expand so much in football in general, but college coaching. There's a lot of coaches that have worked with one another at one point in time. So,
I think their offenses they run though, it's very similar.
Yeah,
two coaches.
Absolutely. All right, so I guess we originally took obviously West Virginia winning this game. West Virginia came out early throwing the ball. We looked awesome. Greer to Jennings again. Jennings looks bigger. Than everyone else that's defending him. He looks like a freaking monster. And
biggest 6'2 ever.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, like I said, they connected Greer to Jennings. Jennings, on that, he exploded off the snap. And touchdown. West Virginia 7-0.
Yeah, TJ Simmons' big catch led to that. And Greer had a clean pocket, I think, for like the whole drive. Just ample time to do whatever he wanted, and our receivers are good enough and fast enough.
What did you think of Jennings' finish with the karate kick at the end of his touchdown? Mr. Miyagi was proud.
As long as he doesn't get hurt doing stuff like that, I'm fine.
no pulled hammies
on
that kick.
Yeah, and at this point, watching everybody go down hammies in the NFL, that it's very evident that this could happen. Stretch, do the karate kick. It's cool.
So West Virginia.
Don't get flagged.
Yeah. No, don't get flagged. Sometimes that'll happen if you do too much, but he got away with it, so I'm okay with it. West Virginia gets a defensive INT tip drill.
Yes.
For Robinson.
Always. He's a ball hawk. He knows it's kind of like, even if it's a tip ball.
It's awesome. Be where it's at. Sometimes good things will happen.
What do you think? What'd you think of their quarterback there, Alan Bowman, that was telling you about?
Third string.
Third string coming out of camp.
But he won the job.
Yeah, and he threw for, I think, 1,000 yards in the last two games. Like, he was slinging the ball around.
We'll get to him a little later.
Yeah.
Something happened to Bowman. But Letty Brown, he had a TV.
A TV.
He had a TV, boop. Yeah.
They're good, too, but I like TDs.
Yeah, I watched it on TV. So he had
freshman
a touchdown.
Freshman, 1 yard run.
Yep, 14-0. Greer drops back, dime to Sims down the left sideline, 45-yard TD, Greer.
That was awesome.
Yep. His throw's amazing.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. I even wrote dime in my notes that you said dime. I thought that was hilarious.
It's in my notes as well.
It was a dime. It was an awesome throw.
It was sick. So we're up 21-0.
At that point, he was 11 of 15, 172 yards and two touchdowns. That's first quarter.
Yeah, we looked unstoppable. We looked unstoppable. Texas Tech, they hit us with a deep play action, so they got a touchdown on the board, 21-7. Our defensive back was in good position. The ball was just kind of where it needed to be in.
He's not a bad quarterback, but yeah, they played pretty bad, but that was one of their shining drives where they got down the field on us. No, our defense played very well today. So 21-7.
Yep. Greer later on, he stands kind of like he's going to throw the ball. It's kind of a delayed run and 38-yard touchdown for Kennedy McCoy. Good to see he's getting his runs.
I know.
That puts us up 28-7. Last year, he looked so dynamic.
Well, I just said that. This game was the first one.
I want him to get more runs. Like, I know we have some younger backs and everything. Give him a little more. Give him a little more runs.
They'll have plenty of time to play. But, I thought this is, like, the first game where I saw McCoy of old where, like, he was running. Powerful, like he was able to get down the field. He knows what to do. He just needs the opportunity. You can't give him six carries and hope that he's going to get anything done. So, I thought he actually ran well, even though he still only had, I think, 11 carries.
He did. He had 11 carries for 77 yards and that one TD, which
but
was
I mean,
38 yards.
Eventually, we need. I mean, obviously, we're going to air it out against anybody. But if we can have any kind of balance, where we're able to run out games in the second half and stuff like that, where McCoy and these young guys can just run the ball. Since our offensive line's playing so well, that it'd be very key to have this go on, that we need to get this going, and we can't just always be ripping and raring with the ball through the air.
With West Virginia up 28-7, in the second quarter, Texas Tech was driving, and at the goal line, they went with a cornerback blitz, and Norwood blew up the running back. It was a crushing hit. We held him to a field goal, so we held him, and it's 28-10, but that was such a big play. We were physical. We let them know that we were going to hit and we were going to be there all day.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. I thought our defense, they all came to play today. Can't say anybody picked that. I could pick out defensive stats for guys. Like, obviously, David Long Jr. is always awesome, and so is Kenny Robinson. But everybody came to play today, and that was a big goal line stance for us.
Sims, I know we've been talking about him lately for good reason. Dude is amazing. Second quarter, he already had 9 catches. And right before halftime, Jennings caught another TD throw from Greer. Jennings, in my notes, I was like, Jennings is strong. He's just a beast.
14-yard touchdown. Jennings played well. 7 catches, 70 yards, 2 touchdowns.
He's a man. He's a big dude. So that put us up 35-10 going into halftime. And what, Bowman? He got hurt.
It was five minutes left in the second quarter, and he got crushed.
The funny thing is, I'm in the living room watching the game with W baby girl and the W wife, and I see the two W players going at him, and I look at my wife. I was like, the quarterback's going to die. And he got blown up. And
he stood in the pocket.
I didn't know the severity of the injury because you don't want to see anyone really get hurt, but he got hurt.
Well, I thought it was, you know, like cartilage, cracked rib, something of that sort where he was dragging, and you told me it was a collapsed lung. Which is no bueno.
No.
But, yeah, he got hit hard.
He did.
And that was the day for him.
Yeah, it was. So, West Virginia goes into halftime.
35-10, and in my opinion, I was like, the game's over, ball game. Our offense looked amazing. It didn't look like we were going to get stopped. Our defense was flying around, making plays. David Long, stud.
Yeah, our defense, they held up. Bowman was a 9 of 20, 123 yards, a TD, and a pick. Like, they weren't running the ball. They really didn't have anything going. And for this guy's throwing 500 yards in the last couple games, he's, you know, our defense is playing way above excellent at this point.
I agree. Our defensive line, awesome. DBs, secondary, locked in. Our first half looked like we were going to blow them out, maybe, what, 65-28, give or take. But
I feel like we had a bunch of random guys go down in this game now, unfortunately, on defense. I know we lost Stewart at one point. And he's a key safety. He kind of roams the field for us and plays everywhere. So we lost a couple guys, but they played really well.
They always talk about football being a game of two halves, and the first half we were dominant. We will be getting in the second half, and we weren't as dominant as we would like to be.
No, I don't have much to say about the second half.
Second half was frustrating. We'll get into it. I really just think that the team thought that, you know what, we're steamrolling them.
35-10, yeah.
It's kind of over, and the new quarterback comes in. We weren't really sure what to expect. We don't really have that much tape on him, and all of a sudden, he's just running. It felt like he was running on us at all times, and I was like, all right, there was one play, I forget, David Long. It was later on in the game, but I was like, oh, David Long's going to get him. And he was horizontal in the air, and the dude just went right by him, and I was like, oh, well, all right, we just weren't ready, I don't think, for this type of quarterback, and it showed in the second half.
Yeah, we got content, but I don't know where Duffy was on the depth chart to begin with before all this happened with the third stringer being a starter and all that, but he's definitely a running quarterback, and we don't do well when they sub in a running. Kansas State likes to do this to us, you know, bring the guy off the bench and he can run and we have no tape on him and now we have no idea what to do, and it kind of showed that he ran all over the place. What'd he end up with? 15 carries, 86 yards and a touch. He was the leading rusher on the team. But then, you know, going through the air, running that RPO on us, like, we kind of get confused, and our defense was playing really well and obviously stepped it up at the end. But, yeah, it's tough when they do that to us. But he played, you know, sparingly and coming in there in the second half.
Second half. Brought him back. Flags. Sloppy play.
Drops.
Greer not as accurate as you would expect him to be. Missing a couple wide-open wide receivers. Norwood got ejected for targeting, which means he's suspended for the first half of Kansas.
So let's talk about that, because I didn't think it was targeting.
I don't even think I remember seeing it, to tell you the truth. Because
they put the definition of targeting up there, and defenseless receiver, using your helmet, launching yourself. They used all these things, and he used his shoulder. Obviously, he was a defenseless receiver, but depending the angle of what he was at, he did not hit him with his helmet. And I just kind of didn't think he needed to get ejected for that one. But
I'm going to tell you the reason why I think I didn't see it is because midway, later portion of the third quarter, when stuff started getting really weird, my wife looked at me while we're watching the game and goes, do you want to go to Lowe's? True story. And I look at her, I was like, not right now. I was like, I'm not really feeling comfortable with where we're at. So, no. So, I got a little time. Bought myself a little time on the Lowe's run. But, yeah, wasn't comfortable with it. And literally in my notes, after that leading to a touchdown, being up 35-17, I was like, West Virginia, put your seatbelts on. Hold on, because we just look sloppy. And penalties killed us.
Our defense looked tired then, too, at the end. I don't know if you noticed. They're just kind of like, I'm like, they've been on the field a lot in the second half, and they're starting to drag.
Yeah, actually, it was in the fourth quarter, it was a 4th and 9, and I believe that's where the quarterback went on that long run.
27-yard run or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Where Long went horizontal and missed him on the sideline. All of a sudden, he cuts back in, and he gets like another, I don't know. It was insane. I was like, he's going to go down on a 4th down. Nope, kept running. Led to a field goal. Led to a touchdown. No, I was right. Led to a field goal. We're up 35-20. My fault.
Yeah, the penalties. Oh, my gosh. 12 penalties for 115 yards. That is not like us.
We were sloppy, man. Our whole second half, we were sloppy.
Well, you said we got content.
We definitely did.
We're up 35-10.
It was halftime. I was giddy. We're on the road. It's over.
We have this. We knocked the quarterback out. I could see where they were going with it, but yeah, we got to finish these games. Same with the Kansas State. You got to finish the game.
And I mean, there's some things that you can't really account for. I mean, what, Texas Tech Wesley, he made an incredible catch that led to a touchdown. Right. And even if you have a perfect defense and the ball's perfect and the dude goes up and he makes a phenomenal catch, you're in position. There's nothing you can do about it. So he scores a touchdown, 35-27. West Virginia at this point, we have to be feeling the heat because I'm like,
our offense is sputtering.
Crazy. Sputtering, man.
I can't say they were doing anything spectacular on offense or defense to make us play the way we were playing. Other than in our own minds, we'd beat ourselves somehow. I don't know how this was working. But, yeah, defensively, we were talking. They weren't really doing anything special. We just couldn't complete anything.
We couldn't do anything.
Penalty.
Like, until this is about the 3:05 mark in the fourth quarter when, thank goodness, West Virginia Washington picks it for a pick six.
Keith
for
Washington,
a
touchdown. That was awesome. Yeah, and sealed it because this was not going the right direction at this point.
Nope.
They can still go down the field, score, and tie this up. And
It was nerve-wracking.
It was awesome, though.
It put us up 42-27. Such a big play.
DB coming up. Play.
And, all right, I'm going to say it. This was a game that our defense held our offense together because it's a full team thing, offense, defense, but I feel like our offense has been pretty much guiding our whole team. Well, our defense in the second half had to hold up because our offense couldn't do anything. We kept sputtering out. It was brutal. It was tough to watch in the second half.
I said, and you were right, the defense did hold us together, and I mean, the fact that they were tired at the end of the game and second half, I mean, not putting any points on the board, and our defense scored for us, that's saying a lot. We got to keep that rolling. But, I mean, you got to look at their stats. Like, David Long Jr. had 16 tackles. Kenny Robinson had 14. I mean, we had one sack by Tonkery, but we had three picks, which helps out with my musket shot that we were ball hawking, which is what we need to do. Get some turnovers in these high-octane throwing offenses. It's like we held it together, stabilized the ship, defense closed it down. It was nice to see the defense could do that.
Our defense eventually gave up a Texas Tech late rushing TD to put West Virginia up 42-34. And that was the final. West Virginia squeaked out a victory on the road, 42-34. And it's tough to win on the road. It is. However, I was very surprised to hear national media talk about, I'm very impressed with the way West Virginia went into Texas Tech and won. And I am not.
No.
I don't know. I was blown away. Like, I'm listening to a few of the podcasts, and I was like, I can't even believe you guys are leading with this. I don't know if they watched the full game, and they just saw the final score. And I was like, we did absolutely nothing in the second half. We drove, and then penalties and everything. Boop, 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 back punt. And I was like, wow, we're not doing anything. And that's a little nerve-wracking because I feel like it's a couple of games in a row our offense in the second half has kind of stalled out to an extent. And I would rather that just kind of be a fluke, but once it becomes consistent, that's good. That hurts, you know what I mean? So we need to get out of our funk in the second half. Greer's nasty, and they talk about how Greer's nasty. He's a freaking assassin, but just a hiccup here, a hiccup there, a long pass that goes 2 yards over someone's hands, eventually it's going to catch up to us when we play great teams.
Well, that's why I was back to the running game. If we're struggling like this, if McCoy, we can run the ball, give the ball to McCoy. Let him run the Wildcat. Get Greer off the field. It's okay. Kill clock. Get us out of these situations because they figure out all we're doing is throwing. If we do get into penalties and just not being able to move the ball again, we need to be able to run the ball. And our offensive line is playing well. I mean, obviously, they're punching at Texas Tech players. What do you think about that?
I sent you that video.
I know.
The fact that he dipped his shoulders and it looked like he was going to hit him with a 1-2.
He was a lot bigger, too.
He was. I'm glad. Well, I don't think they got suspended.
I don't think they even threw a flag, really.
They didn't throw a flag.
Because they both stopped. It was like, all right, we're done.
But the fact that the dude hit him with a 1-2, he got low, I was like, he's going to hit him with a combo.
Which is fine. But, yeah, I thought that was awesome. I say, we're feisty out there. We're raring to roll. But, yeah, our offense has – we have to finish games. Finishing games is very important, especially when we get into these better opponents. Now, Texas Tech was, number 25? Obviously not anymore, but this – you know, we beat a top 25 opponent.
Yeah.
We're now in the top 10.
It just felt to me like it was another one of those games that we should hang 55 on a team.
Right, and you even said it. Like, they're like, oh, you know, West Virginia beat Texas Tech. This was a good win. I'm like, this was a win. But we didn't put them away. We didn't just crush them. Yeah, first half, absolutely. Looked like we were going to demolish them.
Technically a good lesson.
Yes.
As in, you need to finish.
On the road.
On the road. So, good game lesson. We just need to clean a whole bunch of stuff up, and hopefully we get it turned around.
Yeah, I mean, another good game. We get to play Kansas.
2-3 Kansas.
Yes.
I will be in Morgantown for that.
Awesome. Enjoy it for all of us.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're going into the game or just tailgating or what, but I will be in Morgantown for the Kansas game.
Super exciting.
It is. Kansas is 2-3, and I believe when we were doing our 2018 preview, I believe I was quick to say, W. Next. But they have some wins.
Now Kansas, wins. What they did to us last year, they ran it right up the middle, and the dude had like 200 yards rushing on us. We, you know, if you can stop that, obviously I think we can handle Kansas.
Do you have just a score prediction against Kansas? Just ballpark it and go.
Do we break 50?
I hope so, because the past 2 weeks I've felt like we should put up 50, 55 spots on people, and we haven't.
56-21. I will give them a 3-touchdown random. We have our second, third string.
I won't.
In there.
I'll give them 17.
Wow.
I'll go with 56 though. That sounds good. Why not? Appreciate
I'm Lawrence,
that.
Lawrence Taylor fan. We'll throw out that number.
Oh, you are a Lawrence.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier too. I don't know how the Giants are going to do this year, but I would love for them at this point, if they're starting to stall out and be 1-3 and not do well, to draft Will Greer next year.
You know what's
and
funny?
Light it up for the Giants.
You
with
told
Odell
me that earlier.
And Saquon
and
Evan Engram, be awesome.
We have a friend of ours. We'll just call him Florida State Todd.
Converted West Virginia fan.
Florida State Todd has been a little frustrated with Florida State. So he texted me and was like, by the way, I'm just letting you know I'm going to follow West Virginia this year because he's so disgusted with Florida State football. And I was like, all right, that's cool. He's also an Oakland Raider fan. And this past weekend, he was like, I'm letting you know I'm holding hopes that my Oakland Raider team selects Will Greer and drafts up to take him. And I'm like, Derek Carr? Yeah. But, I mean.
No. I don't want him there.
You don't want him with the Giants. Sleepy yeah. Eli, he's going to take his job.
Eli's contracts. I like Eli. I'm an Eli fan, but we're at the end, and you know, having if we're gonna have to draft a quarterback, I was okay passing on all these guys. I would much rather have.
I'm
Greer.
Giving you the shoulder patch shrug right now. The Eli Manning, he doesn't know what to do.
He's on my fantasy team. It's fine. Go Eli, but Will Greer is coming to New York.
Get out of here. Anyway, Boop. So next week in Morgantown. Against Kansas, 2-3. Like I said, we should win.
56-21. Okay.
Hopefully, we'll be 5-0 and 3-0 in Big 12 Conference. Anyone, you can hit us up at eyedownthemusket@gmail.com. We'll try and get better. West Virginia, you get better. Until next week, Boop. Let's go.
Mountaineers.